Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Many artists spend their time working in their kitchen, on their porch, or just in the outdoors. As a painter, you have the choice. Do I get a studio space? It's a big commitment, a commitment to taking the time to just paint. But working in clay is one of those art forms that really call for a studio space. It's messy. You need a good sink and, of course, a kiln to fire your work. Ceramic studios are often a gathering spot, and one local artist has opened her working studio to the public for over 8 years. Snoodle Ceramic Studio and Gallery is the working studio for Tanya Borgeson and is opening the annual Love at the Snoodle show this Saturday. Tanya stopped by to talk about the show and the future of her studio.
My name is Tanya Borgeson, and I'm a ceramic artist. I also own Snoodle Ceramic Studio, which is out by the Duluth Zoo, and I've taught at Lake Superior College in the art department. And the whole ceramic studio has been in running now for 10 years, and I've put on a lot of other exhibits, so showcasing regional, local, and international artists there. I do hands-on workshops with many different groups, individual workshops, and these are typically based on using ceramics or clay as the medium.
I'm so glad that you can join us. Tell us about your upcoming event.
Yes, it's our annual Love at the Snoodle. Each year I have an art exhibit based on love, and this year's theme is Blast Off. There's usually, 100 or so people that come out. It's between 5 and 8, Saturday, February 8th, and there's, of course, the art exhibit. This year we have over 30 artists exhibiting, and then there's a series of activities throughout the 5 to 9 p.m., showcasing. You can see the lineup on our Facebook page.
Talk about having a studio.
It is my working space. So I am a working artist, and so I'm in that space creating and going through my creative process with the material. So that's one part of the space. The other entities are, groups come in, and they may have no or little experience working with clay as a medium. So I would go through a quick lesson and allow them to go into their creative space and create something. The other more personal route that I've had is the independent lesson. And so that's somebody who wants to come in on their own or maybe with a date, and they can just sit at the potter's wheel and get a quick lesson and then try it out.
And you're at a point, you are really open to possibilities.
Yeah, I know. With the studio now, going to be closing by the end of May. So I will be looking, like I said, looking for a new space. I've been able to establish a period of time where I'm actually going to be leaving Duluth. And so come June, I will be traveling for about 15 to 18 months. I've set up lectures and exhibits and workshops all around the United States and the nation and internationally to share my techniques with other people.
So the celebration on Saturday really is a send-off to the space, and maybe a see you later.
Yeah, it is. So that's why I'm really, encouraging people to come down and see the space for one last time. I'll still be there until June, so I'm still up and running and doing lessons there, and look forward to sharing the skills of my travels.
Which is your favorite part, working as a potter or teaching?
Learning through my own experiences and then sharing those experiences with other people. And I always feel like I'm really teaching the creative process, and that's what allows people to become innovative, to accept failures, and to play with those failures. And so I just allow people to say, hey, if it's gardening, cooking, working in the garage, whatever your choice is, whatever takes you to that creative flow is important in our lives. Because once we have that in our lives and we go there, then in my world, since I've practiced this, I have a more meaningful life. I have a more powerful purpose, and I can share that joy and energy with other people.
Again, Love at the Snoodle kicks off this Saturday with music by Aurora Bear at 5 and goes all night with beer from the Thirsty Pagan and Lake Superior Brewing Company. Snoodle Ceramics will be open through June before it closes for relocation. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.